The Transportation Secretary is asking people to dress nicely and say thank you and please when you fly during this busy holiday season. ABC's Alex Stone, he is the politest guy at ABC News. There's no doubt about that.
Please and thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
From Los Angeles. Alex, what's this all about?
Yeah, so they put out a video today, and it's the beginning of a new campaign. The Department of Transportation is kicking off, and it's just asking to be mocked by Saturday Night Live. And it's an interesting campaign that Secretary Sean Duffy is going for. So today they launched what is called the Golden Age of Travel Starts With You. And in their presentation, it begins with images and sounds of the 1950s and 60s of luxurious air travel and lots of room on board planes and meals being served and everybody being really dressed up. It was luxurious. People were fancy. You get a little Frank Sinatra.
Come fly with me. Let's fly.
They're showing all these images, and then it devolves into fights on board airplanes today as they talk about what we're dealing with now. Shows a bunch of images from the last couple of years. So in this campaign, they are calling on all of us to restore courtesy and class to air travel to ensure what they say is the safety of passengers, gate workers, flight attendants, and pilots. And it comes as the DOT says that there has been a 400% in-flight outburst increase of outbursts and unruly passengers since 2019. A lot of that was during COVID. You remember every day when we would talk about the mask fights on board and people getting kicked off and the no-fly list and all of that. But Duffy in the video, which has this old classic look filter over it, says he wants you to ask yourself some questions.
Are you helping a pregnant woman put her bag in the overhead bin? Are you dressing with respect? Are you keeping control of your children? Are you saying thank you to your flight attendants and your pilots? Are you saying please and thank you in general? The golden age of travel begins with you.
So the department says it is committed to ushering in a golden age of travel again, and they want the excitement and the manners and relaxation to come back. And I think you're going to have a lot of people saying, good luck with that. That went away a long time ago. The genie's out of the bottle on this, getting people to dress nicer when they travel and demand that people be nice when they're at the airport. And I would argue as well that airlines have a role to play in this, as they have squeezed in more seats and there's little to no food and sometimes even drink service on board any longer. And it's go, go, go and turn around that plane and get out of there. So I think there's a lot of aspects to this. But the campaign that the Department of Transportation is going with is they're asking you to dress nicer on board and to be polite when you get on board an airplane.
Is the translation that people are dressing like slobs?
They are.
Well, they are. Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think that's going to change. I think people want to be comfortable now. It's same thing when people used to go to baseball games and they would go in a coat and tie. And I don't think anybody's going back to that. That try to convince somebody on a 6 a.m. flight that they need to be dressed up nicely. I don't think you're going to get very far.
I have my petticoat and corset.
Yes, yes. Now we don't need the suit coat, but my God, do you have to wear flip flops and maybe take a shower within the first 3 days of you getting on the flight? I mean, it's pretty bad.
It's
Alex.
A lot of leisure wear and pajamas and all of that kind of stuff. But I don't see that changing anytime soon. That's kind of the era that we live in now.
ABC's Alex Stone. Alex, thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Julie, does it seem ironic to you that Donald Trump's transportation secretary wants Americans to be nice when his boss, the president, recently told a reporter, female reporter, asking him a question about Jeffrey Epstein, quiet piggy? He called her piggy. I mean, and this is the same administration that wants us to be nice, and he's calling journalists names. Got in an argument with Mary Bruce, one of the most respected White House correspondents in America yesterday. Called her a terrible person. What world are we living in? What world are we living in where this is okay?
I know. The commander-in-chief isn't behaving himself on Air Force One.
Right.
Quiet piggy? Wow.
I was shocked when I heard that. You sent me that, and you and I were both wondering, is that even real? And it was.
It was real.
It's
it makes
it's
me think,
insane.
What does he say behind closed doors?
Can you imagine?
No, I don't want to know.
Yeah. It is 3:42 at WTMJ. So the mayor, you've heard this in the newscast, has vetoed a lot of stuff out of the Common Council budget here in Milwaukee. A lot of stuff that would add fire trucks, extend library hours, that sort of thing. One of the aldermen who was front and center in drafting some of these measures that have been stripped out is Peter Bergelis. He is with us up next on WTMJ.